out, y'all. Hot FM's
Brownie and EJ. Following up from a great evening last night on Something Cross 10, the ARIA Awards, the 2014 ones, were returned to our TV screens, honouring those in the music industry in Australia. Big winners of the night, Sia taking up four of the awards. Shepherd won Best Group. Iggy Azalea, as we just spoke before, won for Best Breakthrough Artist, did not even show up to the awards to claim it or even leave a video message, which is a bit of a shame. Don't forget your roots, Iggy. You grew up here. Respect us, please. And also the boys' 5 Seconds of Summer winning for She Looks So Perfect Song of the Year. But there is one bloke last night at the ARIAs who I think should not have been there. He didn't deserve his award. The name, you might know him, you might not know him, is Chet Faker. And this is what happened last night when he won the Best Male Award.
And the ARIA goes to Chet Faker for Built on Glass.
You guys are probably getting sick of me. No, thank you very much. It's an honour.
What award is this? What have I won?
Built on Glass. Best male artist.
Oh, best male artist.
Come on, mate. At least know what you're getting on stage for. Sorry. It just really annoyed me, the fact that he's on stage and making a mockery of the awards last night. If you win an award, be appreciative, because people go out there and support you and love what you do. And it just getting up there and acting like you don't care just really rubs it in the faces of those that really do care about you and want to see you succeed. So, look, on the back of this, Chet Faker's award last night where he didn't know what was going on, I'm going to give you the opportunity to take over. You have the opportunity right now to be introduced from Jessica Malboy and act as if you've just won your very own ARIA Award. You can even claim whatever award you would love to have. And look, give a better spiel, give a better speech than Chet Faker, and I'll tell you what, you will score yourself a copy of Dami Im's brand new album, Heartbeats. Jump on the phone now, a little bit of fun, 13, 12, 16, do better than the Chetta. Okay, that really didn't work. That was my only gripe from last night, and I know I'm probably going to get a whole bunch of fans, you know, writing hate mail or whatever, but that's just what I think, you know. There's other people who would have been more appreciative of an award like that. And so, on 13, 12, 16, Big J, did you catch the ARIAs last night?
I don't waste my time watching that stuff, mate. A bunch of glorified hacks glorifying themselves, no.
Well, if AC/DC were on it winning, would you watch it then?
Yes, of course.
So we can sort of see the age bracket of what we're looking at. Chet Faker, you heard it before, right?
Yeah, I heard it before, mate. Good on him, he doesn't care, you know. One for the boys, good on him. Like, he couldn't care less, so he should at least thank the crowd for turning up.
There you go. At least that there. Okay, so giving you the opportunity right now where you can be better than the Chetta, or be better than Chet. What award do you reckon you deserve to win, mate?
Mate, I reckon I should win the award for the newest age bogan.
Okay, all right, we'll give it a shot. Okay, Jess Malboy, take it away.
And the ARIA goes to
Big J for the newest age bogan.
Yeah, someone says, guys, I'd like to thank my beautiful wife for putting up with me because I am the new age bogan. I'd like to thank all the crowd for turning up. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank, who else do I want to thank? My mum for raising me as a new age bogan. You know, the style, haircut and the manners. I'd like to thank everyone for turning up. And also, I'd love to thank everyone thanks God, and God bless all the soldiers across in Afghanistan. Let's bring the troops home.
Well done, mate. Pure example of how an award ceremony should go.
And I'd like to thank myself for turning up.
Yes, well done. New Age Bogan, you're doing it correctly. Big J, well done. You've scored yourself Dami Im's new album too.
No, I'll give that to my daughters. Thanks, mate.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Yeah.